Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We have a new plug for the city of St. Louis, thanks to Subby Applause on the text line. He says, come to St. Louis! We've got sinkholes, annual 100-year floods, and bullets raining from the skies into our ballpark.
I think that
gets some visitors, Doug, don't you?
I don't think that's on the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh. Though there is some update on the sinkhole downtown.
What's
it appears
update?
It was caused by a busted pipe, Jay. So what you're saying is that some seepage, some leaking can lead to a gaping hole.
Sure.
Wow. Plowsy's already got the scissors out.
Yeah.
You got a drop this week, buddy.
Take you long to get down to the muck, did it?
That is scary,
just
though.
Documenting is an update that people heard about leakage. The sinkhole. They want an update.
All right. That's a massive water pipe. That's
it's running all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, it happened at Anbrier and Waterloo. Now it happens downtown. And these are significant holes. Mm. Significant
holes.
Bill.
You know, the second annual GFI Digital Free Dotem Open is at Tapawingo on July 7th.
Speaking of holes.
It's a week from tomorrow.
It's too bad we couldn't have found a sponsor for that.
Yeah. well, Doug, the GFI is going to be the sponsor.
Oh,
great. And.
Great. Any others?
Yep. It's all.
List them?
I'm going to.
All right.
Michelob Ultra.
I like beer.
Bertarelli Cut Cut.
Oh, I like
a nut. Marishan Insurance.
Gotta be insured.
Victory Men's Health.
Yeah, I gotta work out a little bit.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I'm gonna get thirsty.
Monkey Shoulder.
I'm gonna get thirstier.
Need a haircut? 18-8 Fine Men's Saloon.
Always need a hair. Salon, not saloon.
It is salon, thank you.
Yeah.
Absopure.
Yeah, my abs are pure.
RT Weilers.
Yeah, I like a good RT.
Wasn't Weiler's a drink?
I'm not sure what they do.
No, but at one, for some reason, I think there was Weiler's was like.
I think it was a lemonade.
They tried to compete with Kool-Aid.
Whatever it is, I like it.
All right, and Hot Shots.
Sure.
Yes.
I like the wings.
Yeah, hope everybody plays well next week. Hope everybody plays well in the Fan Pin.
Any idea what
Club
it costs?
Championship. It is, well, now I don't think there are any spots left.
Oh,
I
think there's $5 a foursome.
I think there's a few.
All right.
Because, you know, we had to change the date because of the flood.
Right. And the course.
And some people might be affected by the sinkhole.
Some people couldn't play on the 7th. So right. I think there's three or four.
So it's six. Available. It's 500 per foursome.
What do you get for that?
18 holes of golf,
anything
cart,
else?
Lunch, booze, and awards party at Twin Peaks Maplewood.
Nice.
Portion of the proceeds benefit Three Little Birds for Life and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Okay.
Free Dotem Open. July 7th at Tapawingo National.
Now, do you have a schedule of the events of that particular day? Like
TMA, which you're involved with,
okay.
Will be starting at 7.
How about after that?
And there's talk that Tim will actually be back.
He will be. Okay.
Registration starts at 8.
Any idea when the tournament proper would start?
Starts at 10.
10. Okay, there's your schedule.
There it is.
All right.
Free Dotem Open.
Are you playing?
I don't believe so. I think we've got an event at The Rock. I do know that we've got a number of matches tomorrow in the Fan Pin Club Championship.
Oh.
And then, of course, the match that some people are talking about.
Yeah, it's my match next Wednesday.
We, of course, have that.
Everyone's talking about that.
On July 14th.
The 14th of July.
Myself and Little Poker will face off.
That's why he went to South Carolina.
To work on his move.
Yes.
Absolutely. And John Wright, a friend of mine since I was a kid playing junior golf, will get the privilege of taking on Big Al.
Oh, boy.
How many strokes are you giving there, 18?
He'll have his hands full.
All right, well, Al had his best round of his life last week, and he's told just about everybody.
What did he shoot?
Break 100?
He shot 43 on 9 holes with one mulligan. He did admit to one mulligan, so.
Now, here's a guy that says that when he loses the ball in the woods, he just drops it out in the fairway and doesn't count a stroke.
But he mentioned that this was a legitimate round except for one mulligan.
Oh, that's fine.
So that 43 would have been at least a 45 or 6.
Potentially. I would imagine that John these days probably plays to a 6 or an 8, my friend from junior golf days. Al, I think probably fair number for Al is 26.
I'm playing a 23.
You're playing a 23, and what are you going into 16?
17, I think.
You've gone up a little.
Oh, I told you that. Right. My last five rounds have been terrible.
Right. I heard that Big Al.
I'm not sandbagging. I'm just out to have fun. I'm just trying to figure out how many
I think everybody's just out to
have fun. Nobody's out to have fun. Everybody's out to win.
Now, this guy,
let's not beat around the bush here.
This guy, I believe, used to be Trump's chief of staff.
Shannon.
Shannon Lewandowski, I'm playing.
He's a bigger fella. He's muscular.
Well, then he can probably crush it.
I met Shannon at The Rock.
He was out playing Saturday, asked me if I wanted to play, and I said no.
Yeah.
I got family in town, but he was trying to get around it.
Seems like a really good guy.
Well, I look forward to it. He seems to be, looks like he's going to have fun playing. That's all I'm worried about.
Is anybody playing in your group also?
I haven't promoted on the fan page like some.
Yes.
Seemed like a
You'll
shot.
Be a threat to win it if you're a 23 handicap.
I'm not 23. He is.
You're a 17?
Yeah.
But it's not scratch. You get a portion of your handicap, and then you use your handicap to play against
the
other.
If it's 80%, I'm figuring he gets four strokes. So he'll get a stroke on the 1, 2, 3, 4 handicap holes.
Yeah.
You mentioned Big Al had the best round of his life. I heard he was crediting that success to the sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, yeah.
Sildenafil. It's the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same result but with massive savings. To learn more, just call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy, 314-432-5020. Just go online, goldsmithmcp.com.
And thanks to PGA Pro Dan, at some point today he's bringing me the M2 I'm going to hit.
Oh, really?
The TaylorMade.
Nice.
I'm still using the RE11.
You got up.
Does Big Al golf in his crucifix? How does he take that off? How does that work? I would think with the swing, it could get a little wrapped around his neck, maybe cause some...
No, he plays in it.
Some friction?
He plays with it. He sometimes the Raiders garb. You never know what you're going to get with Al.
Yeah.
You really don't.
How often does he play out there at Normandy's?
How
often? Once or twice a week?
I'd say 4 or 5 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And a 43?
I had to tell him last week, and he does the same thing pretty much every time. Hey, bud, can I play? And I just say, sure. And last week, he hit me up like 4 straight days. I said, boy, you're playing a lot of golf.
And he wants the freebie.
He doesn't necessarily want the freebie. He's such a character, and he does, whether we like it or not, spread the word about the property.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he brings in people. When he's out there, people will come out.
No, he doesn't. He chases people. He repels people. Don't say he brings people in.
I was going to play with Cletus yesterday, but it was late.
Yes, Cletus had a late tee time.
Now, here's we have a spy here. 618 says, not a chance. I was behind Big Al. He hit 8 shots a hole. The longest ball I saw him hit was 100 yards. He's a liar.
He's not a long hitter. I will admit that.
Not a good ball striker?
He has a very shortened backswing. So he doesn't generate a lot of power.
Well, I can attest to that because he played in the a foursome that I had out there. We were one short, and he said, I'll play. So I said, sure. I forgot what hole it was, but I hit driver 9-iron. He hit driver and was closer to the pin than I was.
Well, I mean, that one thing about his move is that by not taking it real far back,
sure,
it does limit your potential to spray it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be a very interesting match. We are looking at offering a $20 cart fee with a 6-pack to follow Lil Poker and I, Al and JW.
Ah. So the limits.
John Wright.
You're going to make some money on the limits.
JW on the fan page.
Right. He's playing in the U.S. Senior Open this week, not that Jay Williams.
Well, I will say that Shannon and I are playing next Wednesday, which I think is the 5th, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
At 2:30, and it's just the two of us. So if somebody wants to join us from the fan pin, wants their match next Wednesday, we have a 2:30 next Wednesday. It's more fun if you got a foursome.
I think so.
So if anybody wants to play their match next Wednesday at 2:30, you can join Shannon and myself. And Matt Eimreich, he's caddying for me.
He is.
Oh, he got someone in the bag.
He played the other day, too.
Oh, he's mapping the greens, he said. He says, Iggy,
he's going to feel for the property.
I'm mapping the greens for you. And it's just going to be fun. Don't go to too much trouble. I just need you to give me yardage and wash my balls.
Does Eimreich work? I mean, does he really work? I mean, between the Facebook posts and caddying for you and playing in tournaments and We Are Live and all that stuff.
I'm sure he works.
Isn't it true that someone is going to play in the tournament and also caddy for Tim?
PGA Pro Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
Well, PGA Pro Dan is in our match play, but he is going to try and, I believe he's going to be there on the 14th to loop for Tim.
He's caddying for, so he's
you,
caddying for
this
you.
This is the first time that you and McKernan have played against one another,
that
correct?
Is correct. Yep.
Or you think you'll beat him?
I really don't know.
Have you been practicing much?
No. Candy Crush. I've been all over that.
Really? Yeah. Can't get over that.
No. He's down there in South Carolina wearing it out. I mean, he went down there to focus to get mentally prepared for this, and you're here playing Candy Crush.
It'll probably end up being very close. I'll probably have a real good buzz as we go to the last four or five holes.
And then you'll just be in the zone.
I don't know how I'm going to react or how anybody's going to react, myself, John, or Tim, to Al. You know, because Al, it's not your typical round when you play with Al.
Well, nothing is typical.
He's a wild card.
You could probably handle
he's
Al.
Playing in your...
He's playing John Wright that day in his match.
You could probably handle Al for about three holes. The other 15 will be
our foursome. We'll have two matches, me versus Lil P and Al versus John.
At what point does McKernan tell Al to beat it?
It could be early. There's been talk of that. Yeah, there's been talk that how will Big Al affect our match?
Hmm. That's intriguing.
Yeah.
And people can come and watch this, correct?
Again, we will have a $20 fee and that will get you a cart and a six-pack of beer.
And now what if it's not just for men either? I encourage
moms. I encourage people that are in PTA organizations.
Up to age 65.
Yeah.
But that's loose.
That's a hard cutoff. It's a hard cutoff.
I would rather it be 59.
Okay.
Now, you will post rules because a lot of people are asking... We playing it down. We rolling it in the fairway.
Yeah, I need to do that. I think we're playing it up in the fairway, down in the rough.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
That means you can improve your lie in the fairway, but not in the rough.
Okay.
And I believe that people have asked me, what about gimmies? I said, well, you're playing. Well, it's a match play.
No gimmies, no.
It's match play.
I don't care if you're within the
society
letter.
These days, Doug. All they want is a free
Doug,
handout.
It's
match play, Doug.
It's the opponent's choice. It's the opponent's choice if they want to give you the putt or not.
I'd never give somebody a putt, ever.
No.
Well,
not the schleppers that
are
in this event.
It's like when you're playing football and you see the guy tackle him and then help him up. Why would you help him up?
Yeah, you just put him there.
You're helping him conserve energy, make him push himself off the ground. That could be the difference, the inch that wins the game.
Sure, could be. Yeah, I'm
right with you. And I'm only asking these questions because these are the ones that have been on the fan page.
I understand.
I can just ask you off the air, but yes, I know there's a lot of people listening that are playing.
A lot of people from the fan page listen, Doug.
Are you just leaving it up to the players to tell each other their handicap and figure out 80%?
Yes.
Okay.
I trust.
Seems like a big, big play on the honor system here with a group of guys who may not be that honorable.
I think that most are very honorable.
Oh,
you can tell pretty quick whether.
Yeah, I mean, if some guy says he's a 26 and he pars the first four holes, we got an issue.
Well, you can just kind of tell by the way he swings and the way he hits.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all unfair. And, you know, we're the $25 entry, all of it goes to the winner. I mean, goes to the prize pool. And then I'm only charging 20 during the week and 30 before noon on Saturday or Sunday.
You waiving some of those green fees?
You'll probably be all right.
And in and out of the bunker.
Everybody's looking for a handout from Jay.
In the bunker, take it out?
Yeah, bunker out. You could either take it out of the bunker.
Wait,
and
what?
Place it. We got some bunker issues sometimes. Bunkers are good right now, though. But if we get a little rain.
Fine. The bunkers are fine. You play out of that.
I play out of them, or maybe we'll rake and place in the bunker. I don't know. We've already had one match. I mean, I want people to have fun, do what they want to do. Yeah, we've had one match.
Who was it?
Oh, I saw it. It was in the pro shop yesterday.
So they're going to have different rules than the people who play later? Oh, they're going to be fired up.
No, I don't start that. Then I'm going to get Facebook messages and
you
stuff.
Don't need that,
I'm trying to make it as simple as possible.
Here you are.
It's just fun. Go out and have fun.
Yeah.
Big Al is now texting in.
Is there some sort of prize?
Don't believe
for the winner?
That it's him.
Is there a prize for the winner?
Do-re-mi. Cash money.
400, I think.
400 first place.
Really?
400 frog skins.
Well, yeah. Now, that might lead people to cheat.
I don't think so. And I don't think the USGA is going to get involved with amateur status either.
Now, if I go to watch and I'm on the cart.
Right. You've got your six pack.
I see a rules violation. Who should I text?
Tom O'Toole
Joe
Jr.,
Buck?
Former,
yes.
former president
text
of the
Joe
USGA.
Buck.
Yeah.
Well, Shogi will be out there following the group. So.
Again, it's all...
Swope will be all over it.
Buck Swope, it wouldn't surprise me if Buck found his way out there on the 14th.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You know he'll be there with a camera. God love him for doing it. I'll be out there, and I think Plowsy may be doing the play-by-play with Nixie.
Yep, with Nixie.
On Facebook Live?
Yeah, we'll be doing some main.
Sakes.
You know, you can't follow every hole, but you got featured. You know, you
featured,
got
featured
groups.
Yeah.
You know, when you got Spieth and Jason Day playing together, that's who you follow.
Right.
So you're gonna follow Tim. No matter who he's playing.
It'll be like when Tiger's falling apart and other people are way ahead of him, but they're still showing
Tiger. Still showing Tiger.
I think we're just going to do a drone on Tim. We're just going to fly, hover a drone
at all
over
times.
His 18, and then we'll, you know, utilize the Facebook Live.
That'd be a good way to cover golf, actually, is a drone and not have to drag those cameras all over the place.
The only problem would be that
ball might hit
the drone.
We'll keep the drone behind the player.
Mike from church wants to know if his pit bull is allowed at the golf tournament. Jay?
We are not a I got to be careful how I say it.
Go ahead. Tell them how you really
friendly?
Feel.
We're not necessarily a dog-friendly facility.
It's not a dog park. It's a golf course.
Yeah, I agree.
What if you wanted to bring a...
The superintendent was there when I first took over. Really nice guy. Super nice guy. He got a better job. He's at a better golf course.
There's no such thing.
Yes, he is.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. But
Normandy's the best.
He had a big old dog. And I dogs are okay, but I prefer littler dogs. And this dog would come in and shake and just leave just junk. And I finally had to say, hey, Soup.
Soupy.
No more dogs in the pro shop. This is a place of business.
Jim Campbell?
Yeah,
no.
Candy shop only in the pro shop.
Yes, when a player has an unplayable lie on 12 due to a huge dump.
Yeah. I said, you know. They're always like, well, dogs are really good. They keep the geese away. I said, I'll take the geese.
Geese can be mean, though. They hiss.
Yeah, you got a lot of water out there.
Yeah.
Big Al is on the line, everybody.
All right.
Big Al, you there?
Oh, hello, Al.
Morning, gang.
How you doing, man? You practicing?
Yeah. Hey, Ben, I don't know what I've done to you, but I love it, because you know what? I just recanceled my subscription to the postage stamp, so how did that feel?
Yeah, you recanceled it, so you had...
Recanceled it, because every time you pee me off, I cancel it, and the lady's like, this is the sixth time in the last 2 months. I said, put down Ben Fred is the reason. Now, hey, Ben, can you give me a free subscription? Because I really like reading them every day.
I'll just give you my login info. That way you
That'll
can go
work.
In and post as me. Hey, why don't you bring your golf swing back all the way?
Because I hurt my back with Jay on Gateway about 4 years ago, and I thought somebody shot me, and I was getting cortisone shots in my back. And luckily, I found my insoles and rebalanced my foundation. And now I'm solid as a rock, and I'm playing almost every day, ain't I, Jay?
You are?
You're solid as a rock at the rock.
Al hit, yep. I will never forget, Al hit a shot on number two at Gateway. And, I mean, he looked at me and said, I'm done. My low back. And he didn't play for 4 or 5 years?
Almost 3 years. I sat in the parking lot at Gateway, and I didn't know if I could get back to Lake St. Louis. It hurt so bad, and I was getting cortisone injection 6 inches into my spine, and when they were shooting it in there, it felt like battery acid going to my freaking ankle, and I loved every minute of it because it took the pain away, because I'm tough, Ben. You better remember that when you're throwing your little sidewinders at me, because I'm 55 and I'm still alive, baby. And no, I don't need Sedentum, whatever it's called, because in fact...
Hey, don't knock Sedentum. They're the sponsor of the 8 o'clock
Sedentum,
hour. Yeah.
I know. I love them. You're good. Keep things hard, but
hey.
I don't need it because... obviously, if I did, your girl wouldn't.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
Let him know.
All right, Al.
Let him know.
Wow, he went to the gal.
Are there any texts yet replacing cortisone with bleach?
Big Al just got suspended.
Ben Fred's lady.
Just got suspended for a period of 2 days' time for taking on the sponsor and Ben Fred's lady.
Give him four.
His
wow.
name
Give him
appear.
Four.
All right, I will.
Give him four.
4 days' time, and his name is now appearing in the Hot Shots Leather Bound Suspension Log. I wrote it down with a ink pen.
You know, if Al looked into Sildenafil and didn't slander it, maybe he could swing his golf swing back all the way.
He might know a little better, and he might also, if he ever has an air conditioning problem, Doug.
Do we have any idea where you would go with something like that?
Absolutely. You call Seth Goldkamp and his family. Oh. They're fourth-generation owner-operators, and they were the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour, Design Air Heating and Cooling. And now it's about the cooling, that's for sure. If you turn that AC on and find you need emergency service, don't worry. It doesn't come on or something, or a new unit. Design Air Heating and Cooling can, of course, take care of that for you. Hopefully, you've kept it up to snuff, and you remember to get it checked by the good folks. The number one train dealer in Mo, in the state of Missouri. They've been doing it since 1904. I didn't even know we had air conditioning. And I guess they just put ice out.
With a fan.
Yeah, ice and a fan. That's what Mr. Goldkamp did back in the day. But now they do it right, and they do it for you. And make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from this wonderful audience to Three Little Birds for Life.
I just wish they had a phone number.
They do. 314-739-1600.
Be even better if they had a website.
They do, and it's designairservice.com. And you should also know, Doug, that Design Air, the number one train dealer in Midwest, is the number one train dealer in the Midwest.
Sure.
And it's damn hard to stop a train.
I know it is.
People wishing they could stop Big Al. Dave with cauliflower ear says, Al, please chug sugar and forget your insulin.
There is the outside chance of hecklers. At the July 14th match.
Brentwood Bandit suggesting that Al gets a shot of cyanide in his back. Too bad it wasn't battery acid in Big Al's spine. That's from Flip Wilson.
Okay, Flipsy.
And Big Al just
Geraldine.
Big Al did text in all caps, love you, Ben Fred. So we just like to tease each other once in a while, that's all. The texters, I'm not so sure.
Right. Hey, Big Al, holler at me around 10:30. Nobody needs to know. Just holler at me.
Hold on a second.
Just a random holler.
Oh, Big Al knows what's up. He'll give me a holler.
And you're saying that like in street lingo.
Why? Yeah, you got your hood up. He's got his hat
what's
on.
What's up?
No, I'm in Big Al's hood. I want to see him today, so I told him to holler at me around 10:30. And I know he will.
Are you guys going to go golfing or something?
Yeah, we might go golf.
Going golfing at all.
Might hit up a restaurant.
May be grass involved. I just don't know it's going to be at the golf course.
We'll go to a dog. We'll take my pity to the dog park.
You're trying to get a job at Boyne.
If that wasn't the case, I would have already been gone by now. Yeah. But
well, he does.
So 10:30, Al, hit Plowsy up, because you know what that means. We don't know.
Holla at your boy.
In the studio, yeah. Holla at your
boy.
We had Mike Lee on the line, but I guess he fell off Sea Monster. He's not there anymore.
Carly time.
He blew us off for Carly. That happens a lot, actually.
Can't blame him.
He's
One little thing I forgot to mention in the first hour.
What?
I'm looking at my Twitter yesterday, and I see my friend Jeff Gordon.
Gordo Zone.
And I see, this is a picture. I see a picture of Gordo, and I see a picture of Luke Korak, and somebody else, and there was Ben Fred. And somebody from the Post-Dispatch Soft Hands is what we'll say, had taken the picture, and they showed you guys really doing some hardscrabble journalism for the, was yesterday the opening of the camp?
Opening a prospect camp at the Mills, man. We had like 7 people there.
Wow.
We're really covering the Blues, Ray.
All over it.
Yeah.
There might be some
people that take shots at our Blues coverage.
To the draft?
We're covering the Blues.
Was anybody at the NHL draft?
Did you read the stories that we had from the NHL draft?
No, I didn't.
Did you find a better story about the Blues from the NHL draft?
I didn't look into many stories.
Well,
the
you should
NHL
try because you won't.
Okay,
won't.
Come on now, the two of you.
So
but you're not spending 2 hours talking about uniforms.
No.
So you can't send anybody to the draft.
Did you enjoy the camp yesterday?
Yeah, sure. It was good. Got to talk to Army. Asked him about Reeves. Got to talk to Tage Thompson. He's the big up-and-comer for the Blues. He's like the Alex Reyes of the Blues, Doug. I don't know how tuned in you are.
Sure. Yes.
But
Number one pick.
Mo covers most of that.
He's excited. Mo was there. Didn't see Doug.
Well, no, I was off yesterday. Yeah. Can I have a day off like once every 2 weeks or so?
Mo's got the puck.
I just wondered. I mean, first day of prospect camp, I thought you might want to get out there and make a good impression, meet the boys.
Right. Yeah, that's huge to cover people no one's ever heard of.
I mean, in three or 4 years, those guys are going to be the stars.
Well,
for another team.
3 or 4 years, we'll be all over it.
We
don't cover
got
a lot
in
of minor
the,
league baseball
you
either.
You could have got in on the ground floor, Doug, and you missed it. Mo's going to know.
I had a day off.
You should feel guilty about that.
No, I don't.
I can't believe you didn't spend your day off at Blues Prospect Camp.
Yeah, probably should have.
Mike Lee is on the line. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, hello, Mike.
I finally got Carnival on.
About that?
Yeah, yep.
Are they going to turn it around?
Yeah. Hey, another guy on pitch tonight today.
Who?
His name Lynn.
Lance Lynn,
yeah.
He stinks.
Hey.
Wow.
He's been a good hurler for him for several years now.
He's not that good.
Well, he has been a very solid right-handed pitcher for them for a number of years.
I want to play baseball yet today.
You played yourself, did you?
I want to play baseball yet today.
You wanted to try or you
went
did?
To play baseball
I
yesterday?
Did.
You did play.
How'd it go?
Baseball.
How'd that go for you?
I played third base.
The hot corner.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
You're pretty good on that little tapper down the line where you race in and barehand it and throw off balance to first. That's a tough play. Probably the toughest play for any third sacker.
Hey, Gabe Reno.
Yes.
What?
How long is Sarah going to be staying in for the center?
I believe she's coming in on Monday, yeah. And I think she may be here all week. I'll get the report, and I'll send you a Facebook message.
So I just want to know how long you think she's going to be staying.
No, and we may have a little session and get together, and I'd like for you to be involved.
So, you know?
Yeah.
I think the Connor's going to lose today because Len, he stinks.
No, he's not that bad. He's a pretty good hurler. He's got some good numbers.
Mike, have you...
milk.
Oh, he's not a bad...
He's a nice
I'll
guy.
Tell you what, he's probably a better pitcher than you are a third baseman. You're not that
wow.
corner. You're not that stellar at the tepid vortex.
Well, you need mommy milk.
Okay.
Mike, have you talked to Carly lately?
I'm going to call her at 1 o'clock. Talk to her on the radio.
You sure?
You're going to talk to her on the radio and talk? All right. Everything else going on?
Anything else for Doug, Mike?
Yeah, you got anything for Doug?
Anything for Jim Hayes? Anything for Jim Hayes this morning?
Jim's not here, but Doug is.
Oh, Jim's on the show, though.
I got something to ask you, Doug.
Well, what's that, Mike?
Hey, mommy. How come I got small milk, small peanut like a baby?
No, put him down. Put him down.
Like a baby.
Oh, he was flustered. He thought you were a chick and had to turn
Maybe
around.
Maybe that's what he's doing to Carly now. Small.
Oh, Lord.
Why do you have small milk, though? Well, I'm a guy.
This is no laughing matter. Mike Lee just got suspended.
How did he get suspended?
Two
how does one
time?
Get suspended on this show?
Say something inappropriate.
Okay.
Or vile.
And how do you write their name into the...
I write it down with a Wright Business Products ink pen.
That's nice.
They will brand all of your office supplies. And I write it on a Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. Hot Shots, 11 locations.
And we have two pens left out of 50.
Oh, yeah, I stole one yesterday.
Did you?
Sorry, Doug.
Somebody broke this one.
Take the pens, but they don't take the wings.
No, well, they took a lot of the wings. Left a few.
Couple wings.
Ruffled some feathers.
Iggy, take your wings home.
Well, I left them for people, and I should have thrown them away, but I didn't.
Now you know.
Yeah. Well, they were from Sugar Fire. Very good.
They were tasty.
Sugar Fire don't play.
I had three or ten yesterday.
Sugar Fire's got so many people out the door. They close when they run out of food.
It is so good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so those were from Sugar Fire. Thanks to those guys thanks to my brother for bringing some over.
Stan on the text line wants to know if you're working at The Rock on Sunday. Jay wants to stop by and say hello. Also wants to know what time it opens.
Sunday, I will not be there 6:30 first tee time.
Boom.
You won't be there.
You can probably Google that, but why Google it when you can ask the show?
It's the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Oh, and you're deeply religious?
Well, he's...
It's Big Candy Crush Day.
Oh, you play Candy Crush all day?
Pretty much.
The Church of Candy Crush. What's your handicap on the old Candy Crush?
Plus 8. I mean, I'm not the best in the world, but I'm one of the best.
Are you really?
I don't think there's any question. Yeah.
Mike Lee
to the
was
highest level?
Yes. I'm at the highest level.
Do you get anything for that? Is there
fame and glory.
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Nope. But I've never spent a dime. And I have met people that have spent a lot of money. In fact, one of my good friends told me.
Spent money to play Candy Crush?
Yeah, they can buy lives and you can buy different stuff. A good friend of mine and a former personality on the radio, Sarah B., told me that she spends about $3 a week.
On Candy Crush.
On Candy Crush, yeah.
I don't understand.
Just to try to get to the next level?
To try and get stuff so that you can get to the next level. I played the other day, and I actually did say to myself, I can't believe I'm doing this.
And then I kept playing.
Continued to play, of course.
Sure.
Well, that's like me with Super Mario.
Yes.
At what point do you put in the... Is it when you're putting in the credit card information into Candy Crush that you think, God, what am I doing with my life?
That is the one thing I said to myself. I said, I will never spend any money.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's ways to get the whistle, and I can just bypass everything and get to 8. That defeats the purpose.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, there's codes.
Well, in Super Mario, there's certain levels where you can like go behind the screen and you get a whistle, and this whistle will take you from whatever level you're on. You can just skip levels, go all the way to 8, the final level. Why do I want to do that?
You could transport.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of playing is to have fun and get through the levels, not just get a whistle and go through everything and play one level.
Hmm.
Now, I do cheat with the, when you have to match 2, I got the cheat sheet that I just go look at and
of course
load up.
Of course, Mike Lee held Lance Lynn accountable, and apparently he's not the only one doing so. We're trying to hold these Cardinals accountable when they don't play right. We have some fun with Audio Plowsy. The Braves TV analyst was holding the organ player, the organist, accountable.
And I don't get it. Braves are getting smoked here. They just gave up another run, and the organist is playing songs for the team. The guy's walking up to the plate like there's... like everybody's holding hands and saying kumbaya. I don't get it.
A strike to Shaw.
Gary doesn't seem
something
to care.
About that sticks in my craw.
Oh.
7-0.
I like it. I mean, if your team's losing, you shouldn't have fun at the ballpark.
You got to go after the
cut
organist.
Cut the sound. Cut the walk-up songs. They're tired of it.
Joe Simpson?
That might be.
He just wants the organist to shut it down.
Sea Monster confirms.
Just shut it down?
Well,
maybe play a dirge.
He's
or something.
Kind of an older gentleman.
He is.
Sticks in his craw.
And when there's
Matt Adams used to get up there and hit a home run, dang it.
And when there's nothing to talk about, that is a pretty good minute and a half, 2 minute, potentially that whole half inning rant about the organist. But apparently his co-host didn't want to play ball.
He was not touching that.
They don't play theme music at Busch Stadium for the opposing hitters, do they? They just walk up to nothing.
Yeah. They don't have theme music.
Well, here's something for you, Joe. Why don't you complain the next time you're down 6 and it's that hideous boom, 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 boom. The tomahawk
chop. Chief Nakahoma.
Boom, 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 boom.
There's nothing worse than if the Blues are down 3 or 4 goals, there's a minute and a half left in the game, and the power play dance starts.
Oh, I like the power play dance.
I hate it. I would hate it in overtime. I hate it in any scenario.
Why?
But when you're down 3 or 4 and you got...
Let's get something going on here. Let's get back fired up.
Just stop with the power.
Oh, I like
the Braves have actually been playing okay. I mean, they're no one expected them to be any good. They've been playing better lately. Why is he ripping them?
You can do it one more time. Do the thing.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think it has a little
more
pep
idiots
to
in the stands
pick
with
it
their
up a little bit.
Tomahawks.
Okay, don't make the chopping. Florida State
does
it
for 9 straight innings. That crap.
Got it.
Bugs the hell out of me. I refuse to watch Braves games if they're on.
Wow, were you watching a lot of Braves games?
You don't watch the Never Say Die Braves?
Well, I used to when they were on TBS.
Yes.
And you're a baseball fan. Just watch it. But that during the playoffs when they were good,
I bought a tomahawk when I was there at a Braves playoff game once.
It's offensive.
Did I have the little phone?
You
tomahawk?
Paid money for the tomahawk.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
My kids were little at the time. I thought they might like
it.
Get
them a tomahawk.
Here you go, John. No, don't put that in your brother's head. No.
Well, it wasn't real. It was a foam thing.
Be a lot cooler if they were real.
I used to have 2 of those. You know, I grew up in Sedalia, so coming to St. Louis was like a big deal.
Well, yeah, come to the big city.
Came to a Rams game when they had those, those yellow, back when the Rams were good, they had those yellow thunder sticks, you know, the foam, like French fry looking things.
Yep.
You would have thought they'd given me sticks of gold. I loved those things. I'd walk around my house with them.
Banging them together.
Oh, yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
And now looking back, it was just styrofoam or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it meant something.
It did.
Marshall would see those and he'd get fired up.
Right.
Yeah. Especially Marshall.
Everything's fun when your team is good. Any little knick-knack or chant you do is all a great time.
Oh, yeah, sure. I still have a plain white T-shirt that I happened to go to the state championship football game, and Grant Winstrom was there, and he was signing autographs. He must have been signing autographs for like 3 hours, sitting there trying to watch because he's from Webb City, right?
Right. Yep.
And Webb City always is there, and I held on to that
was
thing.
Sedalia,
like it was Michael,
Smith Cotton
like it was
there?
Michael Jordan. No, Smith Cotton hasn't been there in a while.
Right. Well, what's wrong with the Sedalia?
Nothing's wrong with them. They're just not going to go. They haven't been to the Dome in a while to play for the state championship.
I read that Sedalia used to be like the Sodom and Gomorrah of the Midwest.
No, look. All right, that's false information.
What do you mean it's false information?
It's Chris Gardner perpetuated lies.
No, I think it was a
railroad hub.
Right.
Scott Joplin lived there, ragtime.
Oh.
There was a lot going on. It was a moving and shaking town.
Wow. Right.
It just so happened that back in those days they liked to get down a little bit differently is all.
A little bit illegally.
Brothels and all that stuff.
There you go.
That's nice.
That was big in Sedalia.
Well, yeah.
Are they still around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Probably
there is a new nightclub downtown, though, called Envy in Sedalia that is apparently pretty
oh, man,
place to be. Yeah.
No strip clubs, though, is there?
I don't know. You got to go to Warrensburg for that.
How big is Sedalia? How many people live there?
About 20,000, give or take a few.
Oh, that's enough. So there's something going on.
Let's get into some trouble.
Yeah,
sure.
You don't want to get too big.
No, you don't want to be too small.
No. They don't have sinkhole issues like we do.
Not that we've heard of. Nope. No.
So apparently someone on the text line was talking about how it's something about the way the kind of geographical portion of the country were more prone to sinkholes because there's like more limestone in the
It's clear that
in the dirt.
It's becoming an epidemic.
Florida's got a ton of them.
Yeah.
Because you got that Biscayne Aquifer.
So this is
pouring water.
Don't say aquifer.
Right.
Don't say aquifer.
This is saying 314 says the city of St. Louis is located in an area, and I don't know if this I don't have a way of fact checking this. Karst terrain, which is a type of limestone that produces caves, sinkholes, and springs.
You look it up, karst topography.
Much of downtown St. Louis is right over caves. So maybe the whole city's gonna drop into a sinkhole at some point.
Karst is a landscape characterized by the presence of caves, springs, sinkholes, and losing streams.
Damn, because was right.
Because of the karst topography, Missouri is home to not only large rivers and beautiful streams, plentiful underground water resources as well.
Save this for the Charlie Brennan show.
Uh-oh.
Easy. Don't take shots at KMOX. They're a fine and upstanding member of this radio community here in our town. No, we're not.
Oh, we are at war with them.
That Chris Rabe. Raby.
He's a fine man who just happens to love a good cargo short is all.
Dave Klein, always taking shots.
Yeah.
Ben Boyd with his 10 snips, cutting us off the air.
We won't even begin to talk about
Klaibs. He denies that. I was trying to hold him accountable the other day. Because Ben cares about sports journalism this time.
Sure.
He was at Blues Prospect Camp, unlike Doug.
Yeah, he was in the picture too that Softhand sent.
And he said, I said, look, what have you been, you're being accused of cutting the connection to 590 broadcast. And he said, it's not true. It's a false allegation.
We made
him. Slandered.
We made him.
Almost everybody in prison says, you know what, I didn't do it.
And then we just turned the topic to all the people who weren't there. And there was only one, which was Doug.
Yeah, Doug was the only guy.
The only guy who missed prospect camp.
Yep.
Didn't see the minor leaguers.
I made a whoopsies the other day out there.
Rich Gould there?
I hadn't been to prospect camp in a while, Jay. And, I got to admit, I'm not as familiar with the old mills as I should be.
Right. Well, there's not much left.
I happened to walk through the wrong door.
Uh-oh.
I guess it was the door for players and coaches. So I kind of entered through the back door there and was wandering the halls.
You clipped that off.
Oh, were you?
I was wandering the halls looking for the media contingent. And I guess I was not supposed to be in that area of the... of the said complex.
How did they react?
Very, very fine. I was greeted and instructed, directed to the proper area.
So, Ben Fred, what young skater really caught your eye out there? I mean,
can you
give us a couple names about guys, maybe third line winger call ups?
Yeah. Oh, just Tage Thompson mostly, yeah.
His name is Tage?
Oh, he's sick.
T-A-G-E.
Yeah.
I did see him put in two pretty good goals there, right in the drill, right at the beginning.
Mm hmm.
And then I left. Yeah.
Who, Tage?
He got a lot of hockey sense.
yeah. Goes well in the corner.
No, seriously. He's 19
really
years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look at him out there, and he goes, "My goodness, he kind of looks like a giraffe on skates because he's 6'5", 200
lanky
pounds,
lanky kid."
But then he starts to play, and you go, "Oh wow, he can really handle the puck. Oh wow, he can really shoot. He's a good power play weapon."
Now this is the Tage Thompson that played for the Chicago Wolves.
Yes,
okay.
Briefly last year. So he played 2 years at UConn. After he got done with his second year, he decided to go pro. He played 26 games with the Wolves.
With the Wolvesies.
And he's in this spot where, I mean, I don't think they expect him to make the team. But they've got some guys who have kind of altered that course before. I mean, Fabry made it really early. Colton Parayko made it very early, and he's thinking, man, I'm looking around going, I see guys who are in my spot making teams. Why can't I? The big question is, I mean, he's got the hockey IQ. He's got the passing ability. He's got the skating
size.
He's got the great shot. He's got the frame. He just needs to fill out a little bit.
I like
his
wingspan, frankly.
He's huge.
I think he's on the Fabry type path. I think Fabry went called up at 19, so I think he maybe get a good shot next year. But he had more potential than what Fabry could do. I mean, Fabry could be a potential 25-30 goal scorer. And Tage Thompson a couple years could surpass that. So for Blues fans, I would be really excited. He's the real deal.
What was his best attribute at Connecticut, Doug?
Well, T-Squared has got a lot of what I call ice moxie.
Yeah.
I think his ceiling is rather high.
High hockey IQ as well, Doug.
I would
son
say
of a coach.
He has a high
coach's
hockey
son.
IQ, and he's a
true
coach's
story.
Son, and that's true.
Yep.
I would like to see him. I would like to see him help out a little bit more on the defensive end, but that comes with age and maturity. I think he has the potential to play on the power play. He has the potential to pick up some assists, and I think if this kid continues to play, and from what I've seen of him,
right.
he does have quite a bit of upside, and I like his game, frankly. And I think with a little more seasoning, we may see him in the National Hockey League.
I think scouts are really happy that he's very lanky, so that's another good trait.
Scouts would tell you that this kid is lanky.
6'5".
And sometimes that helps because he has I mentioned earlier. Yeah. He's got that wingspan, and he'll keep his stick on the ice. Sometimes he'll take his stick off the ice. Ah, yes, stick.
I wonder if TT likes fireworks. Well, if he does, he needs to go see Jimmy, and that's Captain Jim. This year marks Captain Jim. Yeah. Captain Jim's been doing it for 70 years. I mean, how many
Nobody does it better, though.
I don't think they do. No, they sure don't. They're celebrating by offering you huge deals, new products, and 70, count them, 70 hand-selected, drastically discounted, exactly what Captain Jim wanted. He handpicked these himself. Captain's Gym is also North St. Louis's exclusive dealer of time-banded fireworks from the show The Deadliest Catch. If you've watched the program before the end of the last cast, very often they'll set off fireworks. I watch The Deadliest Catch. Doesn't mean you need to.
Is that Twig Stig? What's his name?
Sig.
Sig.
Yes. We also carry all of the best brands like Brothers, Showtime, World Class, Sky Bacon, and more. It's Captain Jim's, the only stand in the area that offers a no-dud guarantee.
Mm. Sky Bacon sounds interesting. I don't think what that is.
Speaking of bacon.
I think you set off a firework and then bacon is released and you just stand below and wait for the bacon.
I've been called that the last few days on the email, haven't I?
Sky Bacon?
Bacon something.
I think they say bacon-skinned lizard or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Speaking of bacon, did you see PETA's tweet yesterday?
Who?
No.
PETA.
No.
They upset with pit bulls as well?
No, they haven't even touched on that argument yet. I'm sure it's coming. They said they sent out this tweet, this really stupid tweet.
Bad tweet.
Present your best argument for eating bacon.
Well, there is no
okay.
argument.
How much time do you have? It's delicious. It makes me happy inside. It never lets me down. It gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. How long do you want me to go on?
Yeah.
So they're just getting shelled with people.
They want us to stop eating pigs?
They do want us to stop eating pigs because they sent out this video of people, you know, all these injured pigs and people shooting pigs in the head before they make them into
sad.
Bacon.
Yeah, I don't want to
no,
see
it's
that.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not
well,
that
you
sad.
You don't want to shoot
it. It's just a pig.
You don't want to shoot it in the head. I mean,
why do you got to turn it into bacon somehow?
Well, but there's better.
What do you want it to do?
Well, they just,
you want to inject it with terrible carcinogens and then kill it and then you eat it?
Gas them with something good.
Maybe shock them or something.
What are you talking about?
You shoot them in the head, you ruin the head cheese.
which I didn't know you were such a fan of. A bacon skin boot face was in
go.
Lefty Jack Smear's email
thank
to
you.
Angry yesterday.
And I you know me, I have a love for animals. I have seen pigs go to slaughter. I've eaten fresh bacon. I've seen one of my pets. I used to sell pig pets all the time when they get slaughtered.
Whoa, I love bacon. We need
it's a circle
to go,
of life.
We need to go back to what you just said a minute ago.
I sold pets.
You sold pets.
Like, yeah. I would show pigs. I was like the
right.
big
4-H.
Thing. And like, it was huge. You go to local county fairs. You bring your top pig.
You would have played well in Sedalia, Plowsy.
I think I would have, too.
Yeah, you should move there. And when I go back next time, you can come with me. We'll go to the state fair.
The state fair.
That's how you got laid in high school, Doug.
4-H.
You show some piggies,
4-H.
And you
Woo,
are straight.
Boy.
And they're like swimwear, my friend.
Hog?
It is. Yeah, you need that, too. And the piglet. I would show him, and I would raise him for years, and he would get to the plump right size, get a good price on it, whoop, and then just...
You didn't miss him at all?
No, because there would be another one right there.
The first one you did, and then you got over it because you realized they're not people.
Well, different
than
dogs.
Fairly intelligent animals, aren't they?
They are.
Don't think about that.
They're just good.
My mom grew up on a dairy farm, and she bottle raised a calf when its mom wouldn't milk. She, it was awful when she had to get rid of it. You know, but then
why'd she get rid of it?
They had to send it away. That's what you do. You sell them. And then she got another one, and
but
then
you realize
it's the circle of life. It goes on.
It's like a top prospect. You know,
right.
You don't want them to move on. You
don't
want to trade them, but you have another one in the system.
I don't know that it's like a top prospect. No, because you see, the top prospect moves on. The pig gets killed.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't end well.
There's a little
for the
difference.
Pig. Does not
little
end
difference.
Well. I enjoy a pulled pork sandwich like the next guy, but
I just don't want to see how it's made.
I think people who have
never had anything to do with agriculture or any kind of thing where they seen animals come and go have a bizarre, like this is where PETA comes from. The fact that you would spend your life dedicating your time and resources to protect animals that we eat, it makes no sense. But because they've never, like this is people who have had one golden retriever their whole life,
yeah,
and it lives 25 years, and when it dies, it's terrible. And I'm not saying it's not. But when you grow up on a farm, when you sell your pigs in 4-H, you realize things come and go. The circle of life, it goes on. You're not going to spend your life fighting so people don't eat chicken tenders.
No, but
you're
cutting the circle of life rather short when a pig might live another 10 years and you're killing it at 8.
What is the annual lifespan of a pig?
Who cares?
I think it would all depend on how you feed it. And I mean, there's a lot of different variables.
They can get pretty big.
They probably live like a dog, wouldn't they? I would say similar to a dog.
Pigs are like goats.
Not as long.
Pigs are like goats. They'll eat anything.
8 years. Yeah.
They'll just eat anything.
The problem with, my only issue with that is like the college I went to in Macomb, there was a slaughterhouse right.
See, that's not great.
Almost right next to it.
Smells
so
bad.
When you're driving to class, whether it be or to go to work, you would see, I mean, there'd be trucks all day. And so you would be parked next to the light and have this huge truck just filled to the brim. I'm talking to the brim.
Yeah.
They can't even move, and they're just, you can just see in their face, they know. And then you get done with class, and you see that empty truck driving back the opposite way.
What is the difference between a pot-bellied pig and a teacup pig?
Well, one of them is large, and the other is small.
Okay. Yeah, the teacup pigs are like almost like most people have them as pets.
Okay,
that's would like be the a, little full-grown piglets.
Vietnamese pot-bellied pig too. That they make pets.
Why you gotta bring the Vietnamese?
But
well,
I mean,
what it's called?
The pot-bellied pig that we see in America are typically the huge, bulky pigs that make fantastic eats.
Are they mean? They're not mean, are they?
They can be aggressive.
Not like pit bulls.
I think they could be meaner than a pit bull. They're much more. They're just as aggressive as what a protective dog would be, but they have like these weird sharp. I would not want to be bit by. They can just chomp through apples like it's not. I mean, it is. I mean, they would just tear through your arm.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend like petting it.
But if you just walk by a pig, he's not likely to attack you.
No, a cow is more likely to kind of give you that.
Give you the
look
business. Yeah.
Then the pigs are chills in the mud. They don't really. It all depends on like if you're around its babies or they're, you know, having sex or something like that, then
pigs are smart, but not smart enough to know what happened to the last group of pigs that used to be here. And when you walk by, they don't say, "Hey, there's."
Well,
a
when
guy
I told that story,
all.
That you could tell in their eyes, especially when you look at them in the truck, you can tell. Well, I'm never going to see that farm ever again. You kind of can tell.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Yes, you can.
You can't when they're in the truck and piled in there. They may not be able to know when they're on the prairie enjoying themselves, getting fed 3 meals a day. But when they get loaded up in a truck 4 deep, a couple hundred of them in there, they know what's up. They know they're done.
They got these pigs in Spain that they let them eat in the.
Now you're making stuff up.
They let them eat in the olive orchards, acorns. They eat the acorns.
Yeah.
That makes for really good meat. So they send them out there to these orchards.
To eat the olives.
Or whatever, not orchards, but acorns. Acorn trees. What are acorn trees?
Trees.
Oak trees.
Oak trees. Thank you. They send them out to these oak groves, and they let them just get huge as houses on acorns, which is a good life. But then they kill them, and we have a good life.
That's like slow-seasoned meat there. You know, you kind of get it as it's living. You kind of get that almond taste, and boom.
They got a couple, a butcher. There's a guy who has a hog farm in Tennessee that has oak trees, and he does it. It's kind of like a Spain-like thing. You got to check it out, Doug. I'll send you a link.
Ben Fred's spot on. It's good bacon, though.
Because
I love pets and I love animals. I love going to zoos, and I'm all for.
Of course, we all do.
You know, no torture of animals, anything like that. But like the circle of life, you'll learn real quick when you're like 6 or 7 years old, and your dad's like, you know, I just thought gutting things. If I mean, you kind of just realize, thank God, yeah, and then just,
the,
that's
when
how
the
it
possum
happened.
Walks up on your back porch to eat the dog food, and your dad blows its head off with a shotgun,
that's
you realize
oh, that's vermin.
You realize that that you know, there's that's, a way we got to do vermin. Business.
The PETA doesn't realize without deer PETA. Hunting, deers would take over the world.
Now,
I mean,
wait a minute.
Well, you like
oh
running into them with
God.
Your truck? You like hitting them with your car?
No, I'm talking.
They're diseased.
It is population control with deer hunting. That's why it's seasonal. If you do not hunt deer in 25, 30 years, it's just going to be a takeover.
Now,
and
you say takeover, what do you mean?
Okay,
takeover?
They're not going to be driving around in trucks, but they're going to be like ants.
Yeah,
they'll be everywhere.
They'll
be
round up humans and
yeah,
put us in camps.
Okay,
hunting,
yeah.
Hunting deer helps with disease control and population control. There's many.
It is. Yeah. It just is.
Factual
so
reasons.
I
just thought PETA was making
I couldn't ever do it.
It's hard.
PETA was making a bad play when it tried to pick on bacon. Is what I'm saying. Out of all the things
that's
you
how we got started.
Out of all the things you could have gotten us fired up about, you went with bacon.
Yeah,
the
you're
one
trying
thing,
to get supporter.
The
that's
one
not
thing
the
that everybody loves, even vegetarians like bacon. It's like the one thing they miss.
Do you guys remember like the? You remember
what do you
the?
Mean?
I don't care for bacon.
I don't believe
it's like all grease.
You're going to tell me, you're going to look at me and say you don't like bacon.
I need a break. This guy over here.
I'm worried about you. You may have jumped the shark. Remember the glorious MTV days when you stayed up late to watch Headbangers Ball? No, I don't.
What are you getting at, fella?
Now you can go back in time, Doug, and enjoy the show live on June the 30th at the Ready Room with a tribute to Headbangers Ball. It starts at 8 p.m. Drink specials will be available. On both the official Irish whiskey of the morning after, Tullamore Dew, as well as the official spiced rum, and of course that's Sailor Jerry's. It's brought to you by Brainchild Events. Doors open at 8 p.m. Visit thereadyroom.com. That's thereadyroom.com for tickets. Partial proceeds will benefit St. Louis Metro Market, which is a mobile farmer's market, which brings fresh, healthy, and affordable produce to low-income communities.
We have a
nice gesture.
Yes, it is.
We actually have someone confirming Plowsy's theory that deer might take over the world.
Okay,
apparently, just hear me out.
Okay.
This is from Craig the CPA. He says deer are everywhere, even in Baldwin.
They're all over the joint.
He said they have learned to use the sidewalks.
No.
Not kidding. They don't cross the road. They run down the sidewalk.
Perfect example. Last week at Park Meadows Apartments right there off Baldwin. I am not kidding. There was two families of each of six, so 12 total deer. 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're walking on the sidewalk like it's nothing. I'm telling you, man, they are everywhere.
I
they're
was
not like
car.
Raccoons, but they are. I mean,
I was in a car
3 months
ago on Manchester, right by your spot, and wasn't moving and started to move. I was in the passenger seat, and a deer just came out of nowhere and hit the passenger side. I didn't know what happened. Yeah. It took off the mirror. I mean... I could have been killed. So this whole takeover thing could be legit.
Yeah.
But you can't shoot those deer you see coming out of Creevecore Park and Baldwin. You can't
I don't have
shoot
a piece.
Them. So there's nothing you can do about them. They're already there.
Well, true, but it's just over time when you have it in season and you're killing one
they're
that
all
they could
over
potentially
that area.
Be mating with. It makes sense. But yes, you can't just go around and...
Yeah.
I guarantee if you got a Crime Stopper on from Town and Country or DePere or Baldwin... They are in that area. They'd validate this deer thing.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm probably 2 miles from, well, maybe not that far, maybe a mile and a half from Creevecore Park, right down Marine. I mean, I see them at night. I'll be coming home, and they'll be running across the street on Marine and Bennington on the way into the apartment complex.
When Greg Vaughn had his driver's permit, he said, I'm ready to drive on the highway now. And I said, well, I don't know. No, he says, I'm ready to drive. I'm going to have to at some point. I said, okay, we'll drive on the highway.
That's
so
scary.
He's coming back from a baseball practice, and we're going 55 and hitting the 270 ramp there.
Yep.
So he's doing 55 or 60 miles an hour, first time on the highway, maybe second time on the highway. And out of nowhere, a deer stepped right in front of the car. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's...
And the deer... saw us and barely turned and took out the right side of our car. Hooves were flying, fur was flying from the right front bumper all the way to the back. And this is the first time he's ever been on the highway.
He'll never drive on the highway
again. Fudge! Ah! It wasn't fudge. And he kept, and then about a mile, and he said, "What do we do? What do we do?" And I said, I don't know. Just keep going. What do you stop for the deer?
Like a crime scene?
Do you administer first aid? What do? You just let the deer flounder? You don't know what to do. There's cars behind you going. We said, just keep going. And he says, "Does this happen all the time?" I said, "No, it's never happened to me."
A terrifying thing happened. It's a really short story, and if we're late for a break, we're late for a break. My buddy's parents, this was about 10 years ago, hit a deer on the highway going about 55, 60. It's a two-lane highway, country roads. Hit a deer going 60 miles an hour, and they were in a truck with the front would have like that guardrail. Split it in half, sent the other deer to the other lane, went through a windshield and killed two people.
That's
a happy story to end the break.
It was a funny story, and then we went.
No, it's not funny. I said this is a serious story, but like deer are can take over the world if you're not careful.
Well, that's at least it was quick. Cut one in half. He's not exactly taking it over.
Jeez, Plowsy.
Well, we've touched on that. We've hammered home the pit bull debate, and now we'll tackle the deer epidemic. We'll tackle all things conservation based here on the Ryan Kelly.
Well, it's a big third hour because Sea Monster has really gone out of his way. He's put it together. He got Jim Hayes.
It's a nice get for
us. He's on this show all the time.
Yep, but Sea Monster was able to. Sea Monster was able to book him.
Oh, okay.
For the 8 o'clock.
Got it.
Or the 9 o'clock hour.
We'll talk. He's flexing, behind the glass. Sea Monster is. We'll talk with Jimmy the Cat Hayes coming up next. The Ryan Kelly Morning After in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.